Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball U, the nation's youth baseball network. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group. Now, your host, Jim Cromer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball Youth, the nation's youth baseball network. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and this is Youth Baseball Talk. You can learn lots more about us at our website, youthbaseballtalk.com. We ask you to follow us on Twitter. We are at Podcast Baseball, and of course, we do a lot through Facebook, facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, jim@youthbaseballtalk.com. That's my favorite way to kind of interact with people. I really enjoy the back-and-forth conversation, especially if we're talking about something that you're very concerned with or very serious about. And of course, even if you don't agree with what's being said on the show, please try to remember the show is here to just give you information and try to help you sift through all the things that are going on out in the world of youth baseball. If you want to stay up with the show, the best way to do that is just to subscribe. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet and just click subscribe. And of course, if you really enjoy the show, a 5-star rating and a review would be great. Of course, we're part of the Lineup Media Group. Very proud to be a part of this great podcast company. They have tremendous shows on the network, depending on what your entertainment tickle is. We have a great show, especially with what's going on here in St. Louis with the St. Louis Blues. We have Chasing Pucks with Panger. That's Kelly Chase and Darren Pang's podcast. They do cover the whole NHL, but right now, of course, with the thrilling Game 7 win by the St. Louis Blues over the Chicago Blackhawks, you can expect a lot of stuff coming from those guys. And if you want to hear it, this is where you do it, lineupmediagroup.com. Of course, we have the big MMA show with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock. Let's get it on. And then, of course, my good friend, the Ocho Man, has his Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. What a tremendous show that is as well, if you're into more of a Howard Sternish type humor. The best way, though, if you really want to support the show, best thing you can do. I know a lot of people out there, especially baseball season, we're buying gloves, we're buying equipment, we're buying apparel. Best way to give our show some love is the next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, before you do it, just go to our website, youthbaseballtalk.com. Go down on the right, about halfway down, click the Amazon banner. It won't cost you anything, but we'll get credit for the referral, and it helps us keep the show on the air. If you would do that, if everybody would just do that occasionally, it would really help us a lot, and it would mean a lot to keeping the show going. So very happy to have everybody back, especially our subscribers. Again, if you're not currently subscribing, that is the best way to keep up with the show. But if you're back again for you heard last week's show, it was one of the biggest shows we'd ever had, and I expected it to be. Domingo Ayala did not disappoint. He is quite a character and quite an interesting take on baseball, and his humorous outlook on the game is second to none. I find it refreshing. I find the comments and the back and forth, especially with the kids, which is really who the show is for, was just nothing short of amazing. I can talk to my own players and talk to my young son, and he finds it interesting. But what I also am finding is the adults find him to be just so refreshing and fun to listen to. And he talks about topics that we all think about and just occasionally don't discuss. So I find that to also be a great source of entertainment. And it kind of goes along with what we're trying to do here, where we're trying to be informative, but we're trying to keep it light. So last week, obviously, you heard the first part of my interview with him. And then, of course, he's doing some really great things and really helping the kids enjoy the game. And that's really what we're all trying to do is make the game fun. And he's definitely accomplished that. So I want to bring you part two of my interview with Domingo and let you finish enjoying it. And, of course, a great announcement about a new partner that we're bringing on here at Youth Baseball Talk and a couple of great people. And it won't be long. I'll be bringing you some conversation with them and let them tell you about a really intriguing and really revolutionary product that they've made that I think, from my years of coaching, and I'm no expert for sure, but I've done it enough that I feel like one, and I'm happy to always give my advice. But, for one of the things that seems to be one of the biggest issues that plague all kids, they've come up with a really great product, and I'll just tease it a little bit. Just go to thepitchhitter.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And you're if you're like me, you're sitting there going, gosh, why didn't I have something like this when my kids were 8 and 9 years old? And heck, my older one's struggling so hard to throw strikes right now, I'm thinking I might get him one. So You know, I don't know that you're ever old enough to have something to assist you in throwing strikes if you're going to play baseball. Heck, we see it at the professional level. So it's a great product. They're great people. They got a great story to tell. I can't wait for you to hear from them. But before we hear from them, let's go and hear part two of my interview with the man himself, Domingo Ayala, and his theory of baseball. We're here with the great Domingo Ayala, and his theory of baseball has captured the nation along with his mystique. And I can tell you that I've witnessed it personally, and it is no rumor. This man does exist, and you need to get out and see him if he's in your town. Speaking of in your town, Domingo, I've noticed that as you've taken on the role of youth ambassador to baseball, that you're going to be making a lot of appearances around the country. You obviously have decided to do that in lieu of making buttloads of cash at the major league level during those weekends. You know, where did you feel compelled to give back to the kids?
Well, the reason I think about it is because I look at the competition of baseball today, and I want to play baseball for the next 20, 30, 40 years, and I want to make sure that the young kids that are going to play in the next 20 years have a good foundation and know how to play, so it gives me some competition.
You know, the kids today don't play ball like we used to. So what are some of the things that you feel compelled to teach our kids today? I mean, your videos are legendary, and that's all you do is try to help. So give us a few of the key points that you think that our kids are lacking in that you can help them with.
Well, you know, first of all, I like to talk to the kids about working hard, okay? It's about hard work, because every kid wants to play in the big leagues, and not a lot of them know how to work hard. Because today there's a lot of video game, there's a lot of computer game, there's Twitter and the Instagram, which they all on all the time. And I say, you know, when I'm a kid, I just work out in the cages all the time. I don't go play video games and do all that stuff. I work hard. And so I tell the kids a lot of times they gotta work hard, they gotta put in the time if they wanna make it to the big leagues. So that's a big thing for me.
What about appearance? A lot of people say that if you look good, feel good, play good. Do you buy into that?
Of course, definitely. I talk to the kids a lot about confidence too, and that goes in the same thing, because if you look good, you have the confidence in yourself. The other people can see that, okay? And if you kind of present yourself in a way like a big leaguer present himself, then I think it's more likely that you're going to be playing like a big leaguer.
Yeah, I mean, I coach at the 13U level. So, we play very good competition. And I got to tell you, I'm seeing more and more kids in the opposing dugout. They have chains. They have mustaches. They're wearing their sunglasses. And I got to tell you, as the opposing coach, I'm nervous because I know who they're following and who they're learning from, and that's you. Are you aware of this sensation that's going on across the country?
Whenever I look at the box score and I see about 20, 25 runs, I can tell that team's been following me. So, yeah, I'm aware that these kids are following me, and I'm excited for the competition in the coming year that I'm going to be able to face.
What about dropping bombs? At what age do you feel like we should be working with our kids and teaching them that great swing of yours to drop bombs? Is there any age that you think they should start, or is that something only when you're mature and older?
I think whenever you can, when it's a young age and they start playing in the little league, they got to start trying to hit the bombs.
Start them at a young age. I like it. So I know you've got some great messages out there too for us as coaches. I myself coach my own son, and I do know that you feel very strongly about the proper way to coach your kid. In fact, there's a term for it, and that's coach's kid. I know you have some very strong feelings on that. Can you impart any wisdom on me as a coach and as a father as far as the proper ways to coach my own son?
Let's just say for all the coaching dads out there, it's okay to coach your kid if you treat the kid the same way as the other players, okay? But let's not turn baseball into daddy ball. And what I mean by that is I play on a team one time with the coach's kid, and Mr. Coach put his son at shortstop every day, and the kid make about 5 errors a game. What's that about?
Yeah, you can't have that. I mean, you got to do what's best for the team, right?
Of course. So that's a difference. It's a difference between baseball and daddy ball. If you don't make it daddy ball, it's okay. But if it turned into daddy ball, then it's a problem.
Some of the kids, intimidation and confidence is such a big thing. You know, for our young guys, you know, we get them loose. What's the proper way for the young guys to come in from the bullpen? I mean, what, you know, what's the best way for them to come in and announce their presence with authority?
That's a good question. You know, I do a video about this, about the bullpen entrance. And there's a couple of ways you can do it, okay? That is a traditional way called a struggle. And that's just a simple, very slow jog, okay? You can just jog to the mound, but it's slow enough to where you're not really trying, but you're making it look like you're trying, but you're not really trying, okay? That's number one, the struggle. Number two, one of my favorite, is the bulldog. And that's where you run as hard as you can to the mound from the bullpen. You make it there in about 4 seconds.
That sounds intimidating.
You probably need to drink about 4 or 5 energy drink before you do this because you're gonna go crazy, all right? And then the last one I like to do all the time is called the big time. This one you can't do unless you know 100% you're gonna strike out the side. It's where you start and you walk the entire way from the bullpen to the mound.
Wow.
Make everyone wait for you. And maybe at the last step or two, you can do a courtesy jog, but you walk the entire way.
I'm intimidated just thinking about it. One of the biggest questions we get on here from youth baseball coaches is, Coach, do you think my kid should take a strike like the old days? What's your thoughts on taking a strike in youth baseball?
Take a strike. I think you should take a strike every time. Take it over the fence. But I know what kind of take you're talking about. You're talking about take a strike like not even swinging it, right?
Yeah, and I, you know what? That is great advice. I've never thought of that. Yeah, take a strike. Take it over the fence. Man, I'm writing this stuff down. Hang on a second. Strike right over the fence. I'm going to use that at practice tomorrow.
I tell that to a Mr. Coach one time. He gave me a take sign, and I hit a home run, and he say, Domingo, good home run, but I give you the take sign. I say, I know. I take the pitch over the fence.
Wow.
And that's how you get out of doing the sign.
Man, I'm learning a lot here. Take a strike right over the fence. Okay, I'm going to use that.
That's important, too. If you try to hit the ball over the fence and you ground out to the third base, Mr. Coach is going to pull you out. So you got to be careful.
That is good stuff. What about stealing bases? My kids, I cannot get them to take a good enough lead.
What kind of lead you got them taking?
Well, I want to steal the base. I want them to take a big lead. They won't do it.
All you got to do is about, I don't know, 5 or 6 step off the bag, and then you got to just get a good jump. It's about get the good jump. That's what it's about.
6 steps?
I don't know, 5 or 6,
wow.
Whatever.
Okay, 5 or 6. Man, I was thinking like 3, but that's where we've been making the mistake. It's been 3 steps, okay? So, 5 or 6?
3, 3.5, like you're walking down the beach, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're the fast guy, maybe you can take a little more. If you're a slow guy who's not going to steal a base, then you just go about 2 feet off the bag.
Wow, this is good stuff. And I, you know, for our listeners, I'm really sorry. I know I've kind of went off into just like learning myself here for my coaching techniques, but I got one more I got to ask him, and I'm hoping you guys are all taking advantage of this time with this great instructor. We are going to take a bus this year to our tournament in Indiana. You know, what kind of advice can I give my kids for that? Because, you know, that's big time. When you take a bus, that's big time. And I don't want my kids to be semi-pro. What do I need to tell them the proper way to take that bus?
This is tough because if they all listen to this, they are going to try to do the same thing. But that's for you to figure out. The important thing, you got to get to the bus first so you can pick your seat. And like I say, to choose your seat, you got to put something on the seat that no one wants to touch. One time I put a pillow on a seat, and that's easy for someone to come and say, nope, I'll put this on another seat. So what I start to do is I start to put like old sweaty shoes, an old jock strap, maybe some trash on a seat. So now someone come by and they want that seat, they're not going to want to move that stuff. And so I do that. So I get to the bus, pick my seat, then I go out, and that's when I go and start packing my bag and getting some breakfast and stuff like that. And just as long as I make it to the bus before I leave, I'm good.
Okay, so I have to make sure as coach I have enough seats for everybody to have their own bus, okay? Own seat, great. All right, that's good stuff. Man, this is really good. Okay, so, you know, all right, I'm going to get off my own coaching thing here, and let's get back to you and what you got coming up. So there's, I know that the kids all want to see you, and they all want to meet you, and you are making some special appearances. Do you have a few of them you can talk about? Like, you know, if these kids want to flood in and see you and maybe play in some of these tournaments where you're going to make these special appearances, which ones do you have coming up?
I got a handful coming up. I'm doing some stuff with the Triple Crown, all in June and July. I got about 5 events with them. Gonna be in Atlanta at the end of May. That's gonna be a big one. I'm doing a live show over there on the 28th. And you can get your tickets online. But I'm doing a lot of stuff. If you check out my social media and my website and stuff, you can see all of them coming up, and I add a lot of them as they come up. But a lot of them in June and July is going to be a good time.
That is good stuff. And for those out there that want to follow along, the best way to keep track of Domingo and see where he's going, obviously, is his website, it's domingobaseball.com, and I'll spell that out for you. It's D-O-M-I-N-G-O. BEISBOL.com. What's your Twitter handle, Domingo? I mean, I know you're so big on social media that you actually crashed Twitter before the Kardashians and them ever dreamed of crashing Twitter. So why don't you tell us what your Twitter handle is?
My Twitter is Domingo Baseball.
Domingo Baseball. Okay. Just like it was spelt on the other one. So that's good. So definitely get out there and follow Domingo. He was the original guy. I believe it was when you took down Kershaw. You crashed Twitter. Is that true?
Will Kershaw not have a... We not officially do a challenge yet, but it came close. It came close.
I was going to say I saw it, and I could tell he was nervous. I don't care that he's been the best pitcher in the major leagues for the last 5 years. This guy was generally nervous. So, I know that was... people became really interested in what was going on there. So that was really good stuff too. But... Well, I really appreciate you being on the show today, but there's one thing I want to let I'm going to let the cat out of the bag and let our listeners know, and I know you're excited too. We're going to be bringing you Domingo every week going forward on Youth Baseball Talk, and I could not be happier. And Domingo, I want to welcome you to our staff here at Youth Baseball Talk.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's great. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, each week we're going to bring you Domingo's baseball theory of baseball. And he'll be giving some tips to all of our young players out there on how to become better at the game of baseball. And it's not just the things coach tells you. You got to listen to Domingo. He's going to tell you the little things that you don't think about that are going to make you a big leaguer so that you're not semi-pro. One of those things that I know has played a big role in your career actually is the company that decided to bring you to all of our young kids out there, and that's the Pitch Hitter. And if you guys haven't checked out the Pitch Hitter, it is definitely a way to make sure that you're not semi-pro. Domingo, the Pitch Hitter, I know it played a big role in your success. Is it something that you without doubt can tell these kids they need to make sure they're using?
I tell you what, I throw 3 no-touchers before, and I give a lot of the credit to the pitch hitter. If you don't know what a no-toucher is, that's when the batter never even touch a ball, all right? And if it's not for the pitch hitter, I don't know if I can do that.
Well, I know it's been a big help with your career. Not that, you know, let's face it. Did you really need any help? No. But the pitch hitter is basically almost made you unhittable. And for those of you out there that want to check it out, it's thepitchhitter.com. And it's pitch, P-I-T-C, and then hitter, H-I-T-T-E-R. So it's thepitchhitter.com. Check it out. I think you're going to be excited about this new product, and with the role that it played in Domingo becoming the dominant pitcher that he has become, it was only a logical choice for them to bring you to the kids each week. I'm sure you agree, Domingo.
Of course, definitely.
Well, you know, I could not be more thrilled, and I am. This has by far been the highlight of my career. And knowing that each week we're going to be bringing you to the kids and the coaches and all the wonderful parents out there that are, you know, they're so consumed, Domingo, with, you know, doing the right thing when it comes to their kids. And without question, you've had such an influence over all these young guys in trying to help them to live their dreams of becoming big leaguers. And with your help, I think we're going to get them there.
I think we can. I think we can. And I can't wait to talk about, you know, the coaches, the assistant coaches, the bleacher coaches, the coaches' kids, everyone is going to benefit from this.
Well, if you want to know exactly who Domingo is and what he's all about, make sure you go to YouTube. Just type in Domingo Ayala and you'll get to his YouTube channel. It's by far one of the most popular channels on YouTube. I mean, you have so many subscribers, and they wait, and they do. They just every week they can't wait for you to come out with something so that they can learn and get better. But if you want to become the best baseball player you can be, make sure you're going to YouTube and checking out our new friend, Domingo Ayala, and his theory of baseball. He's going to help you become a big leaguer for sure. Domingo, I can't thank you enough for being on the show this week. You have any parting words for all those aspiring big leaguers out there?
Of course. You know, I appreciate it. And I hope you can have a chance to look at, you know, some of the videos I do. But just as you go through trying to make it to the big leagues, all the kids out there, just try not to be as good as me, because you're probably going to be disappointed. But if you can be the best you can be, that's all you can ask for. All right?
Well, hey, listen, couldn't have said it better myself. Without doubt, those are words of wisdom for all the kids out there. And, of course, if you have any questions for myself or Domingo, make sure you send them to jim@youthbaseballtalk.com. And I do encourage you, as I just mentioned, go to YouTube, pull up Domingo Ayala, Domingo Ayala, and you can be on the road to the big leagues by following Domingo. So, Domingo, I can't thank you enough for being on the show this week. We obviously are going to keep track of your career, and look forward to seeing, you know, which of the 30 teams, who's going to be the lucky team that gets your services for the next 20 years at a low price, really a low price of $700 million. It's a bargain when you think about it, and I know all of your fans out there can't wait for that decision to come down, but we look forward to having you on every week.
Of course. I appreciate it, Jim. Looking forward to it as well.
All right, that was Domingo Ayala and his theory of baseball. You know, the highlight of my young professional career here in interviewing and having my podcast, I had Yadier Molina on, who has been one of my favorite players, and I got to tell you, you know, it was a big deal having Yadi on for me, and Andy Bennis and Mike Matheny and all these guys, but today was by far the highlight of my young career. Is this guy is shaping young minds out there when it comes to the game of baseball, and that's what we're all about here at Youth Baseball Talk. So we look forward to bringing you the Domingo Ayala Theory of Baseball segment every week, and we can't thank our friends at the Pitch Hitter enough for sponsoring that new segment. And you're going to learn all about the Pitch Hitter and what it can do for your young baseball team, as it will make a difference. I promise you. Check it out, thepitchhitter.com. It's just not for kids either. If you have some older kids that are struggling a little bit with strikes, this is the tool that will help you. As a coach, I assure you, having something standing in the batter's box makes all the difference in the world. How many times have you seen a kid throw nothing but strikes in a bullpen, and then he gets out in a game and he can't do it? Well, put something in that batter's box and let him get comfortable. So the Pitch Hitter is your answer. It also is a batting tee. It's a great product. You can use it on both sides of the plate. But we're going to get more to that as in a special episode that you guys are going to get to hear from the actual inventors of the product, and we'll incorporate some great things with that. But we'll see you on the other side of the break. Hi, this is Jim Cromer, host of Youth Baseball Talk. When I'm not doing my show, I'm very busy coaching my son's baseball team. We head south every year to enjoy their awesome facilities with grass infields that their region provides. Now we can stay home and enjoy that same experience thanks to the new Gateway Dream Fields located in historic St. Charles, Missouri. Gateway Dream Fields were built to provide the St. Louis area and Midwest region with an opportunity to play on some of the finest fields in the country. You will find Bermuda grass infields, age-appropriate field sizes and outfield walls, along with a spectacular two-tier fan observation area on the main fields. To learn more about this awesome facility and the great tournaments that they provide, simply go to gatewaydreamfields.com. That's gatewaydreamfields.com, or call 314-409-0530. If you're looking for that old-fashioned baseball feel, then look no further than Gateway Dream Fields. They were built just for you. Attention coaches, parents, and student athletes. Here at Youth Baseball Talk, one of the most common emails we receive from mom and dad are about the college recruitment and selection process. Far too often, these emails do not have happy endings. Let me tell you about our friend Mark Lineweaver in Perfect Placement.
Perfect Placement identifies and helps you with important decision-making factors which are way too often overlooked in the college recruitment process, such as, is it the right student body size for you? Is it a comfortable proximity from your home? Do they offer your desired field of study? How about extracurricular activities that interest you? And of course, the proper level of competition for your skill set. Once they've identified these factors, they will contact those colleges and speak directly to the coaching staff in an effort to help you. To learn more about Perfect Placement, simply check out their website, perfectplacement.com. That's placement with a Y. To contact them, you can email them at info@perfectplacement.com. Remember, that's placement with a Y. Call 310-921-8669 for more information. That's 310-921-8669. Perfect Placement, specializing in assisting your student athlete.
Hello and welcome back to Youth Baseball Talk. Appreciate all the support we get from our sponsors, as you heard from over our break there. As I welcome you back, I want to remind everybody to the best way to stay up to date with what we're doing here and with our content is to definitely subscribe just, you know, through iTunes, Stitcher, any of those types of things. It's by far the best way to stay up to date with the shows. And, of course, youthbaseballtalk.com is our website. We have lots of information on there from our guys you're going to hear from here shortly. But it's the best way to catch up on old episodes if you're new to the show and kind of stay current with what's going on. We're going to have some new things coming up there as well that you're going to be able to keep up to date with some interesting topics and just some generalized fun things that are happening in the world of baseball and that you'll be able to stay engaged with coming up here real soon. So make sure you check us out there, youthbaseballtalk.com. It's time for us to talk a little bit about our partners at Ripken Baseball and our Ripken Way segment. And, you know, first off, I do want to thank them for their continued support of the show. Like I've always said, Cal Ripken and his theories and his opinions on youth sports and things have been a big inspiration for me as a person and as a host of the show. Their tournaments are great, and of course I'd like everybody to go out and take a look and possibly support them and play in their tournaments as they support us. You know, RipkenBaseball.com is the best way to see the different types of tournaments at their different locations, whether it be Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Myrtle Beach down in South Carolina, and of course their great complex in Aberdeen. There's tournaments there's weekend tournaments, week-long tournaments, long weekend tournaments. So a little bit of something different for your team depending on, whether it be budget, whether it be where you're located, depending on what you're looking for. I've said it a thousand times, the beach trip for us was a great experience and something that I know our kids will remember forever. But something I do want to touch on today, before we go any further, if you do that, though, make sure it'll ask you how you heard about them. If you click on that box and you select Youth Baseball Talk, you guys will receive a $300 discount on your entry into that. And, it's obviously a great tournament, and you get what you pay for. So $300 definitely help with your savings there. And we do appreciate them and their continued support. In the spirit of the Ripken Way, though, there's something making its way around the internet. And I got to tell you, it's been so popular that my assumption can only be that a lot of you have seen it. And it's about a fight erupting during a Cooper City youth baseball game. And all you can see at the beginning of this is some little catcher looking down the third baseline as parents are rolling around the third base coach's box. And I got to tell you, seeing something like this, and I haven't even clicked on it yet and read the story because really it's irrelevant. And people will say, well, you don't know what happened. I don't have to know what happened. It doesn't matter what happened. I mean, what is somebody going to tell me? Oh, well, they disrespected me, or that umpire got out of line with me, or this parent or this coach said something he shouldn't have said. Big deal. Be an adult. Be a parent. Deal with it. Okay? But it's not something that should go down in front of children ever, especially. It shouldn't happen anyway. But the reality of it is nobody's out there to see you. Okay? Nobody out there really cares what you have to say, or your displeasurement with an umpire or a fan. And I understand that life happens, but at the end of the day, nobody really cares. They're out there for the kids, or they should be. And if they're not, they need to reevaluate. But the fact that this thing is going around and it's so, I mean, it's on an ABC local news channel, it just caught on tape, and it's an embarrassment. And, it's got me thinking because baseball season's running hot and heavy. I've already, my team's played in a tournament and we've played in some league games. And I've already seen things that make me question, what are we doing? And again, I can't go any further than a couple of the games we played again. We happened to play the same team twice 2 weeks ago in a tournament, and they had some, you know, we're 13, and they had what I can only imagine was a stud pitcher. I mean, he's, you know, he's playing in a 13U tournament, and he's probably throwing 75 from 54 feet. So he was definitely an overwhelming pitcher, for sure. And, you know, he threw three innings against us on Saturday, and I think they beat us 4-3. And the next day, we show up out there, and we're the next game, and I look out, and they're playing. They're the number one seed, and they played a team that played real well, and, you know, their game goes into extra innings. Well, this kid threw six innings in that game. So let's do the math here, folks. He threw three innings against us the day before, and the next day he come back and he threw six. If you're doing this, in my opinion, you're guilty of child abuse. This is ridiculous. Once again, we're back to the season has started, and you're going to hear, you know, you're going to hear me jump on my soapbox a little bit about some of the things I see. But you want to know why we have an arm epidemic? This is why. Quit counting pitches. Okay, stop counting pitches right now and start worrying about how much rest you're giving kids after they pitch. And anybody that wants to say, what's, you know, the tournament rules are this, I don't want to hear about the tournament rules. I really don't care. If you don't know by now that tournaments are there and they're going to have, they have these rules because if they don't have them, they can't have the tournaments. And at the end of the day, it is a business and I get it. And everybody wants to play in these tournaments. We play in them. That's right. We play in them too. So I'm not complaining about the tournaments. Okay? I'm not even complaining about the rules that they have. We choose to play in them. We'll live with the fact that teams can do this. At the end of the day, we're not going to do it. And guess what? We lose. We do. We don't win. I've lost games where if I wanted to bring in one of my stud pitchers that had already pitched to shut something down for an inning, we could have won a few games, but we're not going to do it. So, you know, I just ask you, I implore you to do some homework, okay? Don't read what you want to read. Don't hear what you want to hear. Go out, ask some tough questions, and find out if what you are doing is putting these kids in jeopardy. Because it is, and there's no argument. You're not going to win an argument with me on that. When the guys at the major leagues start throwing three innings one day and three innings the next, then we'll talk, because those are the best athletes and the best conditioned arms in the world. When they start doing it, then you and I can have a conversation about it. But right now, what I know is this. You don't ever see a guy in the big leagues throw two innings one night and throw again the next night. I guarantee it has happened once or twice with a relief guy. It very rarely ever happens. It's absolute emergencies, I guarantee. And I know they don't like to do it. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're doing it, you are hurting these kids. And just because something doesn't happen now doesn't mean that it's okay. Or just because that's the way you did it or that's the way they always did it doesn't make it right. Okay? Get with it. Understand what's going on. Winning's great. Win while developing. That's what it's all about. If you give other kids a chance to pitch, yes, you may lose a game. Big deal. If you're all about the winning, then you know what? Good luck to you. I'm happy for you. I really am. I don't know what you're going to hang your hat on, a bunch of wins. I guess so. End of rant. Time to move on. So anyway, that's you're going to start hearing more of that from me every week, and I hope you guys understand that I'm serious about some of this stuff. I'm not the end-all, be-all when it comes to this, but the reality of it is some of this stuff is absolutely crazy. So, I tweeted that out, so take a look at that. And you know, I've said it before, I see things that happen sometimes, and I think to myself, do I look like that, or do I act like that sometimes? And I try to be better. And if you can't look in the mirror, if you can't ask yourself, what do I need to do to get better? And you think everything you're doing is perfect and you're not doing anything wrong. Well, you know, there's the first part of our problem right there. So everybody needs to make sure we're always trying to get better and we're always cognizant of what we're doing around these kids. So that'll do it for our Ripken Way segment this week. And once again, I do appreciate them very much. They've been a big supporter of the show for quite some time. And make sure you're checking out ripkenbaseball.com. Now let's take it over to our good friend Justin Stone. He's second to none when it comes to baseball instruction here in this country, and he's dealt with everybody from little. I've seen him work with little kids. I've seen him work with professional hitters in the big league. So this guy's got a good grasp on what it takes and how we can get it done. Depending on your level, he's got a great website, elitebaseball.tv. Their subscription over there. If you're following it, you can use it for sure in your practice plans, and or if you're just helping your own son, or if you're an instructor yourself, it's great stuff. So let's go over there for his majestic Coach's Corner tip of the week from our good friend Justin Stone at elitebaseball.tv. Justin, take it away.
This is Justin Stone from elitebaseball.tv coming to you from the majestic Coach's Corner. Today we're going to talk about how a take can be just as valuable in feedback as a swing. In fact, maybe more valuable. So the theme of the day is be very perceptive of your takes. The body is always trying to send us messages in the swing, and that includes the load stride setup. If we can simply pay attention to those messages, we can learn a lot about who we are in that mechanical phase while we're in the batter's box. What I mean by it is this. When we get into our load stride process during the take, it's a much slower setup. This is something that in my hitting position, I can be very cognizant of and feel. When we go through a dynamic movement such as a swing, a lot of times through the swinging process, because it's so fast and explosive, it's tough for us to get a lot of self-feedback and really evaluate that correctly. That's why we have hitting coaches to kind of be our eyes and help us feel. But the setup in a stride in a take is so slow and under control, I can get a really good feeling as a hitter of where I am at foot down. And we know from our previous explanations how important the foot down position is. Any error at foot strike is going to translate to a much bigger error by the time I get to ball strike. And everybody's very concerned about what's happening at the ball bat collision, but if we rewind, a lot of that unloading process is a direct reflection of how efficient I was in the load stride process. So in a take, instead of just giving up on the ball and being mindless, stepping out of the box, getting our sign from the third base coach and getting in again, let's evaluate exactly who we were in that take, what I feel like at foot down, preparing us for that next pitch in swing. If I was too fast in my tempo, if I was a little off balance, if I wasn't into a good upper body low, those are all very small things that I can feel and be aware of for my next setup and stride. When we get into a take situation from the coach, oftentimes this is in a 3-0 count. This is the perfect time to get timing of the stride against the pitcher and also feel a very grounded, strong hitting position to prepare us for that next swing. That free take is setting us up for the next pitch, which we know is probably going to be a fastball in that 3-1 situation. And I can feel that same strong hitting position, thus adding the swing this time. From the scouting perspective, as a coach, a lot of times high school and college coaches are calling pitches. The guy that is off balance, is herky-jerky in the batter's box, is flying all over the place, doesn't really bother me as the opposition. There's multiple ways to get that guy out. But when I see the player that has a take and gets very grounded, strong, and centered, I know we're dealing with a special hitter there that we're going to have to change the pattern on in order to get him off balance and thinking about different pitches and different counts. So we can use that as the opposition too. You can evaluate strong hitters by simply seeing what they look like at foot down. And there's no better place to evaluate that as our own hitter or the opposition trying to win games as a true take. I'm Justin Stone. We'll see you next week on the Majestic Coach's Corner. Come see us at elitebaseball.tv for sessions like this and all of our weekly members blogs. Till next week, we'll see you on the field.
Good stuff always from my man Justin, and I appreciate him not only as a supporter of our show and a guy that gives us great content, but I've had the opportunity to have my own kids work with him, and he's made a tremendous difference in just the way they approach it and how they go about learning. So, he's definitely new age, but yet using a little bit of an old school attitude. So I definitely appreciate Justin, and I hope you check him out at elitebaseball.tv. I'm going to take it now over to another guy that I respect immensely and has been a contributor on the show actually since we got it started. And that's my good friend Rick Strickland over at the St. Louis Pirates. Sandlot Elite recruitment tip of the week is always good stuff, and he deals with a variety of topics. And again, I have my boy over there with him hitting on a continuous basis, and I've already noticed some tremendous upgrades in how he's going about his approaches at the plate. So. Some of these guys just do a tremendous amount of work and effort to try to be the best they can be, and you know, they take what they do very seriously. So I hope you guys enjoy these segments, and let's hear what he's got to say. It's time for that recruitment tip of the week from Rick Strickland over to St. Louis Pirates. Take it away, Rick.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me again on the show this week. It's that time of year. Everybody's really kind of locked in and really getting full force into their seasons. The youth guys are out in various tournaments and leagues getting it going on. The high school players are about halfway through their season, and we've been out tracking and watching these players. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today is that's on my mind as guys get ready to go into the high school guys get ready to go into the showcase portion of their summers here coming up in about another month and a half or 2 months from now, is one of the most important things that baseball players could work on. And when I bring this up, people, baseball, the sport of baseball won't be the first thing that come to mind, but we work a lot and test a lot on the jumping aspect of the baseball athlete, and we think that that's a critical component of athletic ability. You know, the athletes who are able to get 23, 24 inches off the ground tend to be our better athletes, and that requires a couple of different, you know, skill traits and character traits, and that is the ability to produce strength and to do it quickly. When you put the strength and the fast together, you can get what we call power. And as all of us know, we're all trying to create power with the bat and hit the ball about 400 feet and, you know, get the ball to jump out of our hands. But that requires, and what we see a lot of times with the testing is the kids that have the better vertical jumps, not a specific number, but to be able to produce the verticals given their body types, are usually kids that can throw the ball the hardest and hit the ball the farthest. So if we're working and training and getting ourselves better, the one thing we could tell our kids is that you definitely need to work on those aspects of it. Baseball is definitely a game that's built on power. When you go out to a game, you see a high-level high school pitcher throwing, the first thing they do is they pull out a radar gun to see how hard that kid's throwing. They want to know how powerfully is the arm built. And I know a lot of guys, you have throwing programs out there to get guys to play long toss and do things like that, but probably the single most important thing to being able to throw the ball hard is to be able to push in the ground and create force and to create that power. So for all the young guys who are aspiring to, and gals who are aspiring to play at the next level, where that next level will be junior high or high school or college, whatever, no matter what level, if you're going to be a really good player, you definitely need to learn to jump off the ground. And that's what we do a lot of times over here at the Sandlot in our training program, is to really try to teach our kids to create force off the ground. So, Jim, that's my message of the week. Thanks for having me again on the show. If you have any questions, you can reach us at sandlotelite.com. New sites are coming out here very soon that addresses specifically the baseball aspect of it. Check soon on our website. We'll be putting up our communication portal so you can join and get these tips on a daily basis. Thanks again. Talk to you guys next week.
Awesome stuff as always. Very happy to have those guys and bring them to you on a continuous basis, and I hope you get as much out of it as I do, as I find myself learning something every time I hear from those guys. So really good show this week. I really enjoyed doing it. I really enjoyed interviewing Domingo. I found him to be a really great ambassador for youth baseball, and what he's doing is just, he's bringing that fun back to the game. I find, you know, obviously you have to know what you're listening to when you listen to him, and you know, to me, as a coach, as a parent, you know, as a guy that loves the old school baseball, I find myself so, you know, just humorized by him and the way he kind of makes us almost make fun of ourselves, and sometimes the seriousness. And you know, you hear all the, you know, like Bryce Harper wants us to have more fun in the game. I actually agree with him. I don't have any problem with the old school ranks of baseball, the old school rank and file that wants to make everything this or that. But at the end of the day, we live in a new generation, and kids, you know, they want stuff that's fun, and they want to do things that are exciting. And I think it can be done without disrespecting the game. And I don't think you have to look any further than our guest that we had today. And it was a really, really entertaining, you know, introduced you guys to the pitch hitter, just a phenomenal product that I, you know, when I first met Dwayne and Jill, that came up with this phenomenal idea, I couldn't help but think to myself, I wish I'd have had something like this when our kids were 8 years old. You know, we did it the old-fashioned way, and there's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, We're always coming up with new tools and new ideas and new ways to try to both keep the kids engaged and find a better way to teach them. And I think they've come up with a tremendous product. And I hope you at least check it out. Thepitchhitter.com, once again, is just a really great tool. And I think the kids will really enjoy it. And there's so many different uses that you can get out of it. You know, there's nothing worse than sitting there at a baseball game watching walk after walk after walk. And, you know, I say it all the time, 9U, that first year a kid pitch is just such a rough year. And how much better it would be if you had, you know, numerous kids on your team that could just go out there and throw strikes. Forget dominating a game. Forget throwing harder than all the other kids. Just get out there and throw strikes at a young age and let the rest of it, let nature take its course as you grow and mature. But, boy, there's something to be said for a kid that can get on the pitcher's mound and throw with confidence. So I'm very happy to have Dwayne and Jill and their great product, the Pitch Hitter, become a recurring role here at Youth Baseball Talk. And like I said, we're going to have a phenomenal partnership as we move along here. And again, just can't thank them enough. And of course, all of our current partners and sponsors that have been with us since the beginning. So that'll do it for this week's edition of Youth Baseball Talk. And I look forward to any information you guys may want to share with me that we could definitely turn into more topics on the show. So make sure you're doing that. Jim@youthbaseballtalk.com is by far the easiest way to get a hold of me. But for this week, I am your host, Jim Cromer, and I will see you next week.
Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball U, the nation's youth baseball network. Subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you listen to the show. You can find us online at youthbaseballtalk.com, facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk, or on Twitter at @podcastbaseball. Plus, check out all of the LMG Network's podcasts at lineupmediagroup.com.